Well, Christine, it looks like we're looking at the world of retail and the fact that it's really impacting Silver City. Why don't you fill us in on a store closure?
Okay, great, or not so great. Hi, Edmundo. Yes, the Rue 21 store in Silver City is going to be one of 400 stores the company is closing across the country, and it's really a blow because we have so few shopping opportunities here, and it's the third retail store to close in as many months. Last month, Radio Shack closed its doors, and before that, in February, Shoe Department closed its doors, and that was a real unfortunate one for Silver City, too, because we don't have many shoe options. So
we're looking
at the trend that we're seeing we don't like.
Yeah, so we're looking at three stores in 3 months.
Right.
Definitely
and these
not
are
a good
chain
trend.
Corporate chains, not individual franchises, which we've also lost. So it's a challenging environment here, it seems to be, for some companies.
How much of an impact does this kind of activity have on locally owned businesses?
Well, hopefully it'll be better for locally owned businesses, but it's going to hurt the town because we're going to lose gross receipts tax. But, you know, locally owned businesses often don't have the deep pockets that big companies have. So, you know, for someone to establish a store from scratch, you know, they have to have some capital to do that. And the economy, as you know, is not great. So hopefully we'll see, and we are seeing, one locally owned business reopen, the Gateway Plaza in Hurley, which consisted of a motel, a little convenience store, and restaurant that was known for its good green chili cheeseburgers. That's been closed for a while. A new owner has purchased it. Salem Sager, he's from Socorro. We haven't spoken to him yet, but the city council there approved his business license, and I understand he's going to open the convenience store first, followed by the motel and then the restaurant, which I think needs some more renovation. So that'll be good news.
That's definitely good news, and that's good to hear. Well, Christine, thank you very much for talking to us. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who's been following up on the hospital CEO on the search, and it looks like an offer has been made.
That's correct. The Gila Regional Medical Center is really at the heart of the communities in Grant County. Not only is it one of the largest employers, it's also one of the reasons we have so many retirees moving here, so many young families moving here. So this will be, should she accept, and Kathy Arias has been offered the position of CEO of Gila Regional. And should she accept, she will be the third in 5 years to helm the hospital here.
What's her background? Where is she from?
Right now, she is a CEO of Martin General Hospital in Williamson, North Carolina, a position she has held since 2014, so just a couple of years. Before that, she was the chief nursing officer at a separate hospital for about 5 or 6 years.
What kind of challenges does she face as she comes into the position?
Well, change has been nonstop at Gila Regional in recent weeks. The past CEO, Brian Cunningham, resigned at the end of last year. An interim CEO, Alfredo Ontiveros, has brought a lot of change. Just recently, he has laid off 12 support and administrative positions at the hospital, which he deemed unnecessary for one our size. And in fact, our hospital board chair said that it's some of those savings from those positions that they're going to use to increase the salary for this incoming CEO.
Well, definitely something to look at and follow up on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.